ABC Radio Australia.
Now, in recent years, the Pacific Peaks soccer body, the Oceania Football Confederation, has been scarred by allegations of fraud against its highest officials, including the former president, David Chung, who was forced to step down from his post because of the accusations. But its new leadership team is keen to turn that reputation around. It's recently announced its spending plans for the next 2 years, and the OFC is poised to invest $43 million New Zealand dollars in soccer development, with a particular focus on a new strategy to expand the women's game across the Pacific. And as Richard Ewart reports, two of the smallest soccer-playing nations in the region have finally come in from the cold.
When Vanuatu's Lambert Maltok took over the presidency of OFC, he made a pledge to expand the Pacific football family. And now, finally, Tuvalu and Kiribati have been welcomed into the fold once again, although still not as full members. The president of the Kiribati Islands Football Federation, Martin Tufinga, says it's good to be back and $60,000 New Zealand dollars over the next 2 years will be gratefully received.
We are very thankful and we are very much part of the OFC now, and we are working together trying to get our full membership to FIFA. We are very grateful to OFC again to open doors, and we've been doing quite a number of Zoom virtual meetings, and we are progressing well with OFC right now.
The new funding from OFC will open up the way for all sorts of development in Kiribati, including the introduction of beach soccer to the islands. OFC's head of communications, Steffi Ayuk, says the organisation is committed to growth, and she concedes that both Kiribati and Tuvalu have been waiting too long for financial assistance.
And I think the last time was in 2015, but now we're trying to change the way we work. We're trying to ensure that every interested Pacific nation, including our associate members, receive the funding in order to develop football within their region.
So, therefore, does that mean that there is a greater potential now for Tuvalu and Kiribati to perhaps achieve full membership in the not-too-distant future?
That is the plan for the future, but that's the bigger picture that will be discussed between the delegates.
And what about other nations that have shown an interest in developing football? The small island states, Marshall Islands, for example, I think are pretty much starting from the ground up. There's been talk of a league perhaps being starting in Nauru, another very, very small country. If they get things moving, will there be support available for them too?
Well, we are trying to work with that. I don't have an answer for you now, but we'll have an answer for that in the near future.
For the 11 full members of OFC, the new deal will see each of them get 700,000 New Zealand dollars over 2 years, but how that money is spent will be a matter of negotiation.
We will have in place clear tailor-made contracts with specific parameters for each MA to ensure plans are in place to develop football within their country. Of course, we'll be working with the MAs to come to that final decision.
And with New Zealand gearing up to co-host the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2023, OFC Development Officer Emma Evans says almost $1.2 million will be invested in the women's game.
I think what the additional funding allows us to do is ensure that there's investment across the entire game and across Oceania, really making sure that we're investing in that base, bringing more girls into the game. There's more programs for them just to join in and give it a go. And then that feeds into, I guess, local and regional leagues, national leagues, and then into that top level of national programs. So for me, the funding is a massive opportunity, but everything we do needs to be about ensuring that the programs are sustainable and that the pathway is complete and that there's no missing pieces.
Evans says OFC is keen to drive up participation in the women's game at all levels.
Ensuring that every member association has women's leagues, but also youth leagues running at a regional level, and then the next step would be at a national level. And then from there, making sure that there's support for, I guess, national academy set up. Countries like New Zealand and New Caledonia, they already run national academies. Maybe it's about enhancing them, but for others, it's about starting them up.
And back in Kiribati, Martin Tufinga says they too are keen to ramp up the women's game with half an eye on that 2023 World Cup.
It's okay in the past 3-4 years, but it's been going down this year. Now we are trying to re-engage the women, and we are putting more effort on the women's football. And you're quite right, we are looking at this upcoming tournament. And the women's football, we are trying to advance it further.
And for four lucky young Oceania players, two male and two female, there'll be $40,000 scholarships up for grabs.
Scholarships, which will give two females from the Pacific an opportunity to pursue their dreams and get them set up, whether that be with a university or a work placement, but in a strong footballing program as well that could be somewhere else in the Pacific or could be somewhere else overseas as well.
And more broadly, Emma Evans says the time for the women's game to go commercial in the Pacific is now.
Yeah, I think we've seen globally the commercialisation of women's football, but women's sport in general boom over the last few years. And it's really a space that would be great to move into for the Oceania region. I think once we've built those solid foundations and we can prove that women's football is sustainable, you can see benefits. And not just we're supporting women, we're encouraging them, but actually businesses can gain, I guess, benefits themselves by sponsoring women's sport.
The OFC finance package will also make money available for national teams that qualify for a World Cup or an Olympic Games. And from next season, the top three clubs in the OFC Champions League will share a prize pool of $175,000. Steffi Ayuk can see exciting times ahead for soccer development in Oceania, and especially when international competition is finally able to resume.
While each of the nations are returning to the game within their local communities, the OFC competitions will remain postponed until further notice.
But all things being equal, 2021 could be a big year for OFC. A lot of change potentially in the start of a great amount of growth.
That's correct. Yeah, we're really looking forward to the future and what we can do to keep developing our people and our communities.